This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with CEO of Ardor SEO, Mr. Chris Reed. From software engineer to the coolest guy in SEO, Chris is full of knowledge and expertise on search engine optimization. Mr. Reed, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Cool. Thanks very much for having me, yeah?
Hey, you're more than welcome, and good to have you out with us today. I understand you're coming to us from the Philippines. Always great to talk to folks in every place on the planet. Now, tell us, Mr. Reed, for starters, what are backlinks and why are they important?
So a backlink is simply a link from one website to another. So they're the hyperlinks that you usually click on. So it'll say, like, you know, click here to see whatever or an article name. And so the reason that they're important in SEO terms is the co-founder of Google, Larry Page. So back in the 90s, right, there was lots of search engines. There was Excite, Lycos, Yahoo, you know, a whole suite of them. And Google came along with Larry's idea that he figured that, you know, when you're writing a thesis and you, if everyone references your thesis, then you must be the authority in that area. And he thought, well, that must be the same with websites, right? So if you have a website about whatever and everyone links to your website and references your website, well, then you must be the authority. And that's still exactly how Google works, is the more people that are linking to you, the more of an authority you are. And so every backlink you have is like a vote of confidence in your direction. So that's why they're super important.
It makes sense. Now, we hear about Google penalties. Touch on what are Google penalties. How do these take place?
Yeah, so, I mean, backlinks are the fundamental part of how Google works. And people have known that for a very long time and have tried to exploit that by generating backlinks. And a couple of years ago, about 4 years ago now, Google brought out the Penguin update, which penalized people that had bad backlinks or tried to manipulate the search engines by generating backlinks. You know, when search engines were really new, like before Google, you could really keyword stuff your page. So say you were a plumber in New York. All you'd need to do is type plumber in New York a million times on your webpage and you'd be number one. And that's why Google beat all the other search engines, because they started using backlinks. But then the same thing happened. You could build a million backlinks that all they had to say was plumber in New York, and boom, you'd be number one. And so Google brought out penalties to try and stop people manipulating their search engine.
And that's very interesting information there. Now, what is black hat versus white hat?
So black hat and white hat. White hat is doing everything that Google wants you to do, being really the angel of SEO. Where the black hat is manipulating the search engines, and the varying degrees of that is really up to you. I mean, manipulating a search engine can be changing your title tags to building links. One example of building links on the really dark end of things is called SAPE. And so what these guys do is they actually hack into websites. And rather than destroying the website, they'll edit your webpage to insert a backlink to someone else's site, somewhere where you won't notice. And these are really powerful links and are very effective, but it's not very ethical and it's a pretty bad way of doing it. So that's the extremities of black hat.
Another bit of interesting information. Today we're joined by the CEO of Ardor SEO, Mr. Chris Reed, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't like the design that you are delivered, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now tell us, how can you increase organic traffic?
So increasing organic traffic really means increasing your exposure in Google. And there's, you know, many different ways that you can target this. One way that I highly recommend is trying to find out the pages that the keywords that you're on page two for. So the page one of the Google search results gets 98% of the traffic. It's only under 2% that go to page two. So if you can move from position 11 to position 10, you're going to dramatically increase your traffic, and it's generally pretty easy. You know, things you can do is, and so one thing that web designers know how to make websites real pretty, but one thing they often forget is to describe what the page is about. And so people generally miss having title tags and descriptions about what that page is about. And that really helps Google understand what your page is. So, you know, if you can look at what pages have poor title tags, poor descriptions, fix those up, it'll usually give you a really good boost, and it's super simple to do.
Now, I've heard the term SEO, which we are talking about today, search engine optimization. What is SEM versus SEO?
So SEO is search engine optimization, which is focused on the organic or the free listings in Google. But, you know, Google doesn't make any money through the free listings. They make money through what's called Google AdWords, which are the paid listings. And that's what SEM is, search engine marketing. And so you'll notice when you pretty much search any valuable keyword like, plumber New York or, you know, restaurant LA, you're going to have ads there because, you know, People want to bid on those, and you can either invest the lot of money that it can take and the time that it takes to get an organic listing, or you can go straight away and pay for it. But that can be very expensive because you pay every single click, and it's an auction, so whoever spends the most money wins.
Lastly, how long does it take to SEO a website?
How long does it take to SEO a website? Well, I get that question all the time from new customers, and well, you think, what does SEO a website mean? It's like any form of marketing. Why would you want to stop? And so our goal is to get an ROI, positive return on your investment, as quickly as possible. Because, you know, we know that if a customer is spending $1 a month or $1,000 a month or $10,000 a month, it doesn't matter. If you're bringing them in a positive ROI, they'll keep on spending, or they'll even spend more. I mean, if you're putting in $1,000 and you're getting $5,000 back, who's not going to spend like crazy? And, you know, SEO is just like that, just like SEM and every other form of marketing.
Certainly has been good to have had you, and certainly eye-opening information here on SEO, all important to everyone's business, especially if more are dependent on their business to generate traffic online. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
If you have any particular questions that you want to ask, feel free to tweet me at the coolest guy in SEO, or you can send me an email. My personal email is chris, K-R-I-S, at ardorseo.com, A-R-D-O-R. And yeah, Eric, thank you very much for having me on your show. I want to offer an audit competition for your listeners. So you can simply go to ardorseo.com/Eric, put in your name and email, and we've got an audit competition. And this is for a $2,000 prize, which is a comprehensive website audit. We look at everything from your title tags, your descriptions, your metadata, your content, mobile friendliness, responsiveness, your internal links, external links, backlinks, you know, click-through rates, bounce rates, absolutely everything you need of the 200 metrics that Google used to determine where your website should rank. So, yeah, to win that, all you have to do is go to ardorseo.com/Eric.
Well, Chris, we certainly appreciate your time, excellent information and advice, and we look forward to another conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a good one.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Chris Reed, the CEO of Ardor SEO, who is full of knowledge and expertise on search engine optimization. And for more information, simply visit ardorseo.com. And to take advantage of this $2,000 valued offer contest, also visit ardorseo.com/Eric. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and a money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.